Maybe I'll just go through the names. I haven't done that in a long time. Yusuf Fried, David Appelbaum, Joshua Fagan, Ian Feld, Jakob Hagler, Daniel Yaroslavitz, Roslowitz, Yoni Kadish, Danny Kurtz, Moshe Lanner, Yitzhak Meisels, Noah Shapiro, Kavi Shragal, Jeremy Teich, Avi Lent, Eitan Stern, Cassander. Okay, maybe this is not an updated list. Benny Ivazi. What? It's not the updated list.
Probably not.
Why am I bothering?
I don't know.
Oh, I'll do it anyway. That's one that I have in front of me. So, Benny Ivazi. Mark Elias. What's the name? Okay. Alicia Hagler. Tzvi Hagler. Anki Krinsky. Shmuel Wagner. Joseph Zumo. What?
No.
I'm sure. Ellie Bronson. Tzvi Benov. Ellie Bronson, yes. Tzvi Benov. David Diamond. What?
He was here a second.
Yitzhak Fried, Meir Goodman, Yoni Droslitz, Eli Lanner. Did I just say Eli Lanner?
No, there's
two Lanners. Brothers? Okay, Ariel Mintz, Ellie Michelle, Jonathan Yoni Olsen, Dovi Shafir, Ellie Schulman, Ezra Stoll, Aya Tiffenbund, Shai Ventura, okay, Shmuel Hertzberg, Heske Glad, Aaron Berman, Shlomo Mirsky, Gabi Steinberg, Zach Schwartz, Do Fink, Michal Klein, Russell Spivak, Eitan Gavarin. Am I saying that right?
Gavarin.
Okay, but it's an updated list. Okay, fine. Anyway, I say I have a long way to go to know all the names. Oh my gosh. Well, it's because I'm not even haven't been trying, so. Okay. Let's start to work on that. Okay, let's take the sugya from the top again. So the Marsha Omer Shmuel Nikta Yad Eidim Potter. My time with the Yad Eidim Tilei Rishayna Vilekla. So, this halacha of Kroki L'Chsiv. Shmuel holds you need Kroki L'Chsiv. The Torah says Yad Eidim. So, if you don't have Yad Eidim, you can't be Mekayim L'Din. Yeah, so yesterday, maybe as a... Yesterday was sort of... I started to grapple... What exactly is his getter of Kroki D'Ksiv? Most halachas in the Torah, we assume the Torah says it din, then it's ma'akev. What exactly is, we have a whole shas. Every time the Torah says halacha, we never question that maybe it's not the likuba. Except by kachim, you need shon alav akosiv la'akev. Kachim, the Torah says, I need the dalad matonis, the Torah is not shon alav la'akev, so it's not ma'akev. But the Torah says, tires mitzvah, you have to do several things. If it's not shon alav akosiv la'akev, then they wouldn't all be ma'akev in the carbon. But generally speaking, Torah says you have to, sukkah has to have chayisa schach. So you don't have schach, you don't have a sukkah. We don't say, well, maybe you don't need korak l'chsiv, just make a tent, or kol mitzvah Torah. You don't need to. You don't. They're always ma'akib. So what is it exactly about the cases that the Gemara is describing over here that somehow it becomes a new issue of korak l'chsiv? Like, why isn't Krokid Chsiv at every page in Chas? Every time there's a mitzvah in the Torah, the Gemara should wonder, is it Krokid Chsiv? Maybe you don't have to exactly have it this way. Yeah, one sukkah in Chas, Krokid Chsiv, like everywhere else, we assume everything is ma'akev. So I don't know, I don't really have a worked out theory for this. After Shir yesterday, I was talking with some of the guys, so one suggestion that was made, that at first I thought maybe it's talking very good, is that maybe Krokid Chsiv is only where. Maybe Krokid Chsiv is only where if you insist on a literal interpretation of the pasuk, then there's going to be no way that this person will be, that you'll be able to kill the chayav misa. He's going to remain without a takana. Usually if something's ma'akev, you didn't do it, so you do it again. You wore tzitzis, doesn't have enough chutin, so get another chutin, then you'll have enough chutin. Or so of course it's ma'akev. You didn't need a kezayis of matzah, so go get a kezayis of matzah. Over here, if we're going to say that you need korak l'chsiv, and if it was nikta yad ha'edim, then there'll be no way to overcome it. Then it'll remain that you're not able to mekayim the mitzvah of skila of a biyar tarom mikivecha. And likewise, if there's no goyel adam, if you're going to say that you need korak l'chsiv and there's no goyel adam, then there'll be no way to be mekayim the din. So maybe that's where we have this issue of korak l'chsiv. Korak l'chsiv is where. If you're going to insist on a literal interpretation, then there'll be no way to be mekayim the basic halacha. We're trying to be mekayim, but we want to be mekayim Mrs. Beistin. If we're going to insist on korak l'chsiv, then by nikta yad ha'edim, we're not going to be able to be mekayim it. So maybe that's when it kicks in this svara that maybe in such a case the Torah didn't insist on korak l'chsiv. So first I thought that was a very good theory, but then I ran into a problem that the Gemara has a case by Irani Dachas. Shein l'rechayv. So the Gemara says one number, then you can't kill him. And then Rabbi Kiva says no, oisim l'rechayv. So the Gemara says both opinions, both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, they both agree that you need korak l'chsiv. They have a machlokes. What exactly is the rechayv that you need? Rechayv shayav kvar. Can you make a rechayv now? But they both agree that you have to have korak l'chsiv. Why is that? Why does Rabbi Kiva have anything to do with korak l'chsiv? In other words, even Rabbi Kiva who says you make a rechayv, that's because you need korak l'chsiv. Without korak l'chsiv, even Rabbi Kiva would say there's no rechayv. There's no rechayv. Why? Over there, the insisting on having a rechayiv doesn't mean you can't be mekayim in the Irani Dachas. It just means that you have to make a rechayiv. So what does it have to acquaint? If this would be the theory, then that's not really going to explain why you need korak l'chsiv. So I think that's not really doesn't have enough explanatory power. So some has to be something along the lines. Also, one of the guys suggested. I don't have it exactly clear what's the criteria for this, but along the lines of these are all cases where somehow the Gemara understands that the Yad HaEdim, like the Kiyum HaMitzvah is Skila Ubiadra Mikirbecha. Torah says that Ba'ifin Zeh that has to be Yad HaEdim. Somehow the Gemara, like Kimlu, the Gemara understands that the Yad HaEdim over here is not the Ikir Mechuvin. The main thing is the Harigas HaNeret. The Yad HaEdim is peripheral. So that's a shilat. When the Torah said you have to kill the Neret, and that's the main thing. But the Torah also in the protocol, Torah has a certain prat, and that prat is that prat ma'akev? Does that prat have to be taken as being right? Is that prat ma'akev? These are all cases where the Gemara holds. I don't know how do we measure these things. When do we look at something as being fundamental l'kiyum hadin, and when do we look at it as being peripheral? Some of the Gemara knows. Gemara knows that you have to put a matan dam on his hand. That's obviously the mitzvah. Nobody says you can do without the matan dam. But does it have to be mamish and bayin yodoy? It could be an mokum bayin, the other bayin. That's like peripheral to the matan dam. That it should be dafka on the bayin is peripheral. A lot of that has to be a matan dam. which bayin should it be, or could it be on the mokam abayin? That's peripheral to the ikarakim. So that goes into krokhi lichsiv. That's not peripheral, that's the mitzvah. So of course it's a ma'akiv. Something along those lines. You have to think it through. I don't know. I haven't really, maybe we'll revisit this at the end of the sugya when we have haskalas dvar. Let's go back there. I don't want to get bogged down in this. It's really premature even to think about it. So what if they were given meikara? So why? And that Shmuel implies that's okay. Then you don't. He would be nerag. Only if it was nikti yadayim, Shmuel said that he's not nerag. So the Gemara answers shiny also. The makro yadayim shoyisakvar. So we mentioned yesterday, Machlekes Rishonim, how to understand the Gemara of this Yad Shoyis Akvar. Rashi understands Yad Shoyis Akvar means that if he was a Gidin Mekor, a Zuhi Yodai. Zuhi Yodai. So Yad Einim means the Yad that the Einim had when they were made. So if they had a hand with five digits when they were made, then that's Zuhi Yodai. And if when they were made, they had just a stump. So Zuhi Yodai. Whatever yad they had when they were made, liyad in this broader sense, that's the yad that they have to have, b'shas the harigah. And the Rambam shita is that if the eidim were given meikara, then you don't need yad eidim at all, then nerag b'yad kol adam. Because the feed the Rambam, that's for sure, I think the poshut on the Rambam is, that's for sure, whoever kills them, you need yadayim to do it, for the skila, for all these things, you need yadayim, can't do it without yadayim. The shaila is, do you need eidim? So, If b'shas meiser b'shas chalois achiyuv you had edim, so then the chiyuv was chal ba'ofen that it should be yad edim. So now if the edim was nikta yadim, so they can't do it. So that's it. So you're stuck. You can't be mekayim the din because the din was chal ba'ofen that it has to be yad edim tiyabay v'rishayna. Mashenkin if meikara the edim were gidmin, they were gidmin meikara. That means meikara the chiyuv was chal in a way that you couldn't be mekayim yad edim. So if the chiyuv was chal in a way that you couldn't be mekayim yad eidim, so then the chatchila it's chal the chiyuv is chal without yad eidim tibur v'rishayna. The Torah only said yad eidim tibur. That's the Gemara's yad shoyisakvar. The Torah only said that you need yad eidim when they were when v'shas chalos achiyuv they were it was possible to be mekayim yad eidim. That was yesterday. Maybe just point out. I think it's a different hadgosh in the word yad eidim. The krokel esiv is we need yad eidim. The Fi Rashi, the Hadgosh is on the word Yad. Of course you need Eidim, that's a given. The Shahaz, but you need Yad. You need Yad Eidim. Because they do it with their nose, look my no hands. The Torah said Yad Eidim. So what exactly is the Yad the Torah is referring? Is it Krokhi L'Chsiv, literally a Yad? What if you don't have literally a Yad? Could they do it with their teeth? That's the Shailim Gemara. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, yeah, Taka, if you hold Krokhi L'Chsiv, you literally a Yad, except Yad is the Yad Shoyis Akvar. The Yad that he had, B'shas Eidlus, that Yad literally has to have. Now, he doesn't have that Yad, not. But the Hadgosh is on the word Yad. The Krokhi L'Chsiv, the Nidun of Krokhi L'Chsiv, is on the word Yad. Is the Yad to be taken in the sense of Krokhi L'Chsiv, or not to be taken in the sense of Krokhi L'Chsiv? Whereas the Fidler Rambam, the Hadgosh is on the word Eidim. The Torah says Yad, or in the whole phrase, on the whole din, Yad Eidim Tiyabay Bereshayna, you have to, Yad the Harig has to be through Eidim. Does that mean literally it has to be through Edom? What if Edom can't do it? Because they're Gidmin, so they're not able to do it. So do you still need Yad Edom to be Rishayna, and then you're stuck? Or do we say no, since Edom can't do it, so we can manage that Edom? That's the need of Krokhi L'Chsiv. So, besides everything else, I think this posture is a different way of the Hadgosh, where to put the emphasis, Yad Edom to be Rishayna. According to Rashi, that Hadgosh is Yad Edom to be Rishayna. The Fi Ramam, that Hadgosh is Yad Edom to be Rishayna. So maybe doing the gay later on as well. So the Gemara says, "Meisei, let's go on. Meisei, kol mokum sheidu shnayim v'yemu meidu manu v'ish pleini shenim v'dinu based on pleini v'pleini v'pleini edom haveiz an erek." So it says halacha that edom can come and say that we saw that the pleini had a gemar din and such a based in, and we'll kill him on that basis. So the kasha is, but where's the other edom tiba v'rishayna? Whereas the Gemara is assuming that we don't have the original Edom. So there's no way, how could we put this fellow to death? Yes, we know there was a Gemara Din, but the Kiyum of the Gemara Din has to be in the Oifen of Yad Edom Tiba Rishayna. That's lacking. So Gemara answers, Tir Gemara Shmuel, Behemem Edov, where it's the same Edom. So Mela, we could be Mekayim with these Edom. We could be Mekayim. Yad Edom Tiva very shiny. If the Edom die, Lechara, then they're peace potter. Lechara. What? Yeah, Lechara. Vayedin and Fasha, Sini Kroka, the Sid, Yad Edom Tiva very shiny. Stand like that. I call it again. Nikti ad edim the potter. That says that we pass. Nikti ad edim is potter. Chare enoch and nikti ad edim galom is that. Chare. Fact tomorrow, me being a crocodile sieve. What's here, Rashi? How is it? You heard? After she ain't can yad edim rishayim. I'm only by crocodile sieve. The lav davke ichtev ela lemitzvah yalma. Behemah made of given the Hanach Shaim and Meidim Olav Shenig Medina Vaisen Heinen Edim Shehidu Olav Mitchila when it's Chayav Apir. What if it wasn't Heinen Edim but the Edim or Shaim were available? Well, it would be the same thing. What if Meidim would be Plainy and it's Chayav based on Plainy Edim and Plainy are here? So Mislam also he'll be Nerek. You get the Edim or Shaim and it'll be Nerek. Chayim Rav just says hey, they made it because that's the economical case. If the original Edom are here, so why aren't they made? That it was so that's the case. Taka hey, they made it. But in a chenami, if you had two other Edom came and said Nigma Dinoi, be based in Pliny, and here these two guys right here, these two guys, they're the Edom. So why would it be any different? Unless maybe you'll say that Midin Yad Edom Tiba Rishayna. Since we need a new gemaridin now to paskin that he's taka chayim misa because he was in his chayim misa based in Pliny, I mean, so we need a new gemaridin now also. This based then has to be gomer sadin that they makabel edus that he was nigmardina based in Pliny. So maybe midin yad the edim tia, but you need that it should be the edim from distant Torah also. So how are you going to do that? So it has to be heimim edim. It's the same edim because otherwise you don't know which edim we're going to use. Maybe I'm speculating. I don't know. What?
Yadamas
says
that.
Oh, he does that. Well, okay. Look at that. Taka said it. If the first set of Edom will kill him, so the second Edom didn't do it. Where's their participation? The second set of Edom kill him. Where's the participation of the first set of Edom? That's the Gemara's kasha. You read that into the Gemara's kasha. Even if the Edom are here, but which Edom are we going to use? It says no. Hey, man, made him. Squad in the same. See a chiddush in this Ramah that you have the other Edom Tiva Rishonim requires that you use all the Edom. Like what would be taka if Nikta Yad one of the Edom? Nikta Yad of Shul one of the Edom. Shul Echad an Edom. So is he Potter? According to Shmuel, is he Potter? No, maybe without this Ramah, I would say, no, he's not Potter. I keep Mekayim, Yad Edom Tiva Rishonim. I have one Edom left. That with that Edom, I'll be Mekayim, Yad Edom Tiva Rishonim. He'll do everything. He'll push him off. He'll put those.
We know we split it up, no? One of the
Edom. Yeah, normally we split it up. One guy pushes him, and one guy, the other guy, throws
the
stone.
He's going to do the first thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Anyway, the first guy throws him off the cliff. The second guy is the one who throws on him the Evan. So if you only have one eight, so that he'll do both things. You see in this Ramah that it's not the way. You have to have Yad Einim's Mechayat, that you have to use all the Einim that you have. Yad Einim, all the Einim have to be by Rishon. If you only have one of the Einim, the Ramah is even bigger Chiddush. If you had four Einim, then they have to have, then you have to use all four. So what would be a case that, let's say you had a cast of Einim with four Einim came, were made, and somebody described Misa in the first place. Right? That could happen. You had a cast of four Einim came and they were made about somebody. So how are you going to become Yad Einim Tiba Rishon? That, I mean, Eilish and Adam Ireland, they can only have two Adam.
The second take the place of Yaakov Am. I mean, normally we say one guy pushes, one guy throws, and then the Am, if he's still alive.
Okay, so let's say, what we'll do is, we'll say, okay, we have four Adam, we'll find work for all four. First guy will push him off the cliff. Anyway, if he dies by pushing off the cliff, he dies. First guy will push him off the cliff, the second guy will throw on the stone, the third guy will be ready to throw another stone, and now the next guy will be ready to throw another stone. But then I have a cut, then there's a problem. And as I was saying, we could accommodate four Adam. So then I have a problem. According to the Rav, what's the problem? Somebody tell me. The Ramah learns the Gemara's Kasha, even if the Adam are here, but if you're going to kill him with the first two Adam, then what are the second Adam doing? Going to do with the second Adam? What are the first Adam doing? That's the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara has to answer no, it's the same set of Adam. What's the problem? You'll make when there's guests on Shabbos by a simcha, you'll make a sophos. You know, one guy will throw one guy will throw him off the cliff, and the other guy will give the tulis for the first stone, and maybe we'll make the stone a little bit smaller. I don't know, but whatever we would do when we had four edim in the kas, however we would manage to accommodate four, so we'll accommodate four now. What? The Edim who are Machayev him have to be very shino. Maybe we'll talk to say like that. You hear the problem at Manushach? Is there room here for four, like Mokam Yesh, is there room here for four Edim to kill him? If there's not, then how you ever Makabel Kasav, four Edim? You're not going to be able to do Yad Edim, but Elamai. Okay. So he's saying, though, he's saying, maybe you can say like this, that let's say you have a very big cast, yeah, you have a cast of four Edim. But so that's okay, 1, 2, 3. But at least one of the Edim from this cast, this cast collectively are Barishayna. Yeah, they can't all do it at once, so they 1, 2, 3, 4. But collectively, this cast are Yodom Tia Barishayna. Masha Enkeng, when you have two sets of Edim, so in both of them you need Yad Edim Tiba Rishayna. Both Kite Edim have to be, when you have two separate Kite Edim, both of whom were critical to his Chiyuv, so both of them have to have the din of Yad Edim Tiba Rishayna. Whichever one is going to be come second is not going to be Yad Edim Tiba Rishayna. That could be. And maybe if that's the case, then maybe it's not even true. Maybe if you had four Edim in the Kas, maybe you don't have to have all participate. Maybe it's enough, the first two will do it. And maybe afterwards you'll have Yad Kolom Ba'achrayim. I don't know. But it doesn't matter. Or maybe even more than that. Maybe if you had two Kite Edim and one of them was Nikta Yodo, I said before, if one of the Edim was Nikta Yodo, it sounds like in the Ramah that it's no good. Because you have to accommodate all of the Edim. No, we got into this trouble. Maybe it was not true. If you had two Edim and one of them was Nikta Yodo, maybe it's still good. With the other one, you'll be Mekayim. You have the Edim Tiva Berishayna. The problem is when you have two separate Kitei Edim, in each one of the two separate Kitei Edim, there's a din of Yad Edim Tiva Berishayna. Whichever is going to come second, it lacks the guy with that cast, and Yad Edim Tiva Berishayna.
Why should that be any different than just like an apostle, who's also part of the cast, that apostles the entire cast?
Oh, that's absolute in the cast. Here's not absolute in the cast, but I have no way to be Mekayim Kroket Echsid. I have no idea. It's not a chesar in the hedus. It's a chesar in the execution. There's a din in the execution that it has to be yad eidim tiba berishayna. So the Ramah tells me some oedik chiddush. The Ramah tells me a chiddush that since there's a loch of yad eidim tiba berishayna, so if there's a set of eidim who mechayevim and that set of eidim is not going to be yodon boy berishayna, then you can't execute the gemar din. Here you need to execute both gemar dins. You need to execute the original gemar din. When you kill this guy, you're executing two gemardin. You're executing a gemardin, first of all, from the original base, and that he was a ritzach. The second base never satined was done about on the ritzicha. They never brought edim that he was a ritzach. They don't know anything about that. They just. So you need the gemardin that he actually did the ritzicha, the first gemardin. But in addition, how do you know there was such a gemardin? Only because the second base then made a gemardin that there was a gemardin from before. So you need both gemardins. So now you're killing this guy based on two gemardins. Each gemardin has a requirement that in order to kill him on the basis of that gemardin, it has to be yad eidim tibay berishayna and krokin dechsid. So therefore you have to have klapi the first gemardin. You need that set of eidim should be yadim tibay. Klapi the second gemardin. You need that set of eidim should be tibay berishayna. And there's no way to accommodate both. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So we're going to talk to the Sif.
And if we say that we fulfill Yadit and Yad Perushana just by the first one pushing Rav off, then we shouldn't need the second one.
No, what I'm saying like this. There's a halacha in the execution of the Gemardin that the when you kill this guy based on a certain Gemardin, the Haskolas Hamisa has to be through the Edim from that Gemardin. If you had 10 Eidim, you don't have to give kibbutim to all of the Eidim. It's enough that one Eid does it. That I'm saying, even I think at this point in the discussion, even if one of the Eidim was, even if you have only one Eid left from that cast, that's also good enough. So he'll do it. But that's Yad Eidim Tiyubay Rishayna. The same way if he died, what if he died from the Tchif alone? So only one Eid did it. That doesn't matter. But one of the Eidim from that cast, from that Gmardin, one of the Eidim, on the basis of whom there was a Gmardin, was Yod of Tiyubay Rishayna, and that's a good. That's a good execution.
And we shouldn't be that the other
No, but here the problem is like this. Here I'm executing him on the basis of two gemardins, both of which I can't execute him on the basis of one gemardin without the other. I need to execute him on the basis of two gemardins. And each gemardin requires that the edim from that din should be tia by Rishayna.
Right, but we want to say that the reason it wasn't an issue with four edim in a single chai was because once we already have one edim that participates in it, or two edim that participate in it, then we already filled the edim to the Rishayna.
No, we fulfilled the Yad Eidim Tiba Rishayna klapi that Gemardin. That Gemardin can only be carried out by Yad Eidim. Or at least they have to start. And then you have a hetter for other people to come along. But this, when based in Paskins, Yichayev Misi, Yichayev Skila, so based in Psak requires that it should be Yad Eidim Tiba Rishayna. So the first, the Hascholas HaMisa has to be Al Yidei, the Eidim from that Gemardin. But here you have two Gemardins. And each one, so when you only have one gemardin, so the gemardin requires that the edim, one of the edim at least, the haschalas hamisa should be alidei. So you have a lot of edim, don't have to do all, but the haschalas hamisa should be alidei the edim. But
one,
it could be one even if it was nikta yad. If one of them was nikta yad, they said we'll do with the other one.
The Mishnah should have said that the second edim is the one that rolls stone on him, because all we need is the first one.
No, if we have more edim, we'll use up the yad edim tiyubay rishayna. The mitzvah lechatchil is with yad edim, but what Shmuel says that it's krokid echsiv that it's ma'akiv. What's ma'akiv is you have to have some yad edim tiyubay rishayna. But if you had yad edim tiyubay rishayna, if you had one mechates, you have to have the other. I mean, I'm not committed. I could be the maybe you have to have two edim, but then what if you have four? What if the kas had four? You know, that's what we got stuck in before. What if there were four? And if you. So I don't, you know, the truth, I don't care. I'm not committed on that. Maybe it's enough to have one aid, or maybe you have to have the Yad Eidim Tiyubay Rishayna. You have to use all the aidim that you have, and you'll give it to all four aidim. They all have to be there somehow. Well, obviously, he's going to die most likely before you get past number two. But still, maybe you can't go to the Yad Abba Achrayin until you exhaust all of the aidim. I don't care. Kach kach. The problem that we ran into was, so why can't we accommodate the four aidim from two different gemardins? The same way we would accommodate four Eidim from one Gemardin, that's the problem that's bothering me. That was bothering us before. How do we, the same way we can accommodate four Eidim from one Gemardin, because sometimes one Gemardin has four Eidim, so why can't we accommodate four Eidim from two different Gemardin? So I'm saying no, because each Gemardin has its own halacha that Yad Eidim Tiyubay Rishayna, and Yad Eidim Tiyubay Rishayna means that you can't kill him, there's no, the matir to kill him is only if you have Yad Eidim Tiyubay Rishayna. And if you don't have Yad Eidim Tiyubay Rishayna from that Gemardin, then that Gemardin still doesn't allow you to kill him. That Gemardin only allows you to kill him in a certain way, in a certain parameters. You know, the way Eidim, based on Paschal is Chayim Misa, but it only matir, that Sakdin, that Gemardin is only matir his Misa, through Yad Eidim Tiyubay Rishayna. So you need the Eidim from that Gemardin to kill him. But each, so here we have a, here we have an irresolvable conflict. This Gemara din can only be mechayev and misa if you add edim to your reishana from that entire. The other Gemara din can only be mechayev and misa if you have yad edim to your reishana from that Gemara din from that entire. And since I need to be mechayev and misa on the basis of two entires, so I have no way to be mechayev yad edim to your reishana. That's the Gemara's gotcha. Okay, I think it's good. Yeah.
So the Rambam also, I think, is same thing. It says stop until and Gimel Zion. It says specifically once those same Edom come into court and testify. He doesn't say.
Say that again.
The Rambam, I think, is like the Rambam also. That the Rambam says in Gimel Zion, mm-hmm. he says that that by all other cases other than Ratzicha, you need it to be that once those other Edom, the initial Edom, the same ones with the Martin, then come into court now and testify. Or the Haman Edom, he says the same thing, but it's not where a case where just the other Edom come in and testify that happened. And
what is
the
Rambam?
I think the same thing.
Where's the Rambam?
Let's
take a look. We're winging it, you know. It was all. Okay, that's good sometimes. Mishig Nigmar Dinoi, Ubarach, Ubala based in Ache. It says in his Dinoi, Elakol Mokum Shiam Dishnai, Biyam, and Biedemono is Ishplaini, Shinigmar Dinoi, but based in Plaini, Uplaini, Uplaini, the Pharisee you heard. Mermedvar, Mamurim, Beretseach. Because Beretseach, you don't eat that, it will sleep in the Hemshach. Aval Shar Chai, and Mrs. As she avoyo Edim Harishain, and Beidu Shinigmar Dinoi, Biyargu, Biyodom. It sounds like the Rama. I mean, it's not mukha because the Gemara says Hain and Edom.
Right.
So, I mean, the Gemara already sounds like the Rama. But still, yeah, you know, the Rama should say.
He should have said until.
It's only Nereg beyond the Edom. In other words, what will be if the Edom aren't here? But two Edom came, they were made, Nigma Dina based in Pliny. So maybe we'll be going with Dino, and then we'll wait. We'll put it in the paper where they then let them come and kill him.
Right.
It says in the Rambam, no, actually, Avayu Shnai, the Oysim Hashnai. We need them to come and be made. So even though it's the Lashon of the Gemara, but maybe in the Rambam it's somewhat even more meduyik, like this Rambam. Anyway, the Rambam says it's beferish. Okay, very nice. Right, Umi bein koki l'ksiv. How do I know that if you can't be mamis in misak suva boy, you can be mamis in mishar misas? Let's see the worst terrorist, then we'll think about the question. So my answer shiny also and omakram by sumus. The ligma me name, Shim Davi Goyal Adabra Tseach, Snakesum Vanka Echod, the Chosnexum Vanka Echod and Malabna Tseach Adamoran, Goyal Adam Mahi, the Sanya Goyal Adam, Yomis Tseach, Mitsuba Goyal Adam, when I'm Shim Ela Goyal Adam, Vidal Goyal Shnever, Pigla Bay Mikomoka. So let's start with the words original first question. The Gemara asks from a Brisa. The Brisa says, that if you can't be mamis in b'misa k'suvaboy, the yochel at the yochel hamisay bechol misa sha at the yochel hamisay. What does Rashi say on that? El misa k'suvaboy sayif k'diolif l'kamim dal misas. Meis yumus ribuyu. Gemara's kashu can learn two ways. This is a question of the Gemara. What exactly is the Gemara asking? Could learn that the Gemara is asking, you just told me this halacha that you have to have Yad Eidim Tiba Rishon and it's Krokhid Chsiv Shmuel, you have to have Mamash Yad Eidim Tiba Rishon. You're telling me that if you can't be Mekayim, the Skila Mamash, the way it says in Torah, you've got the Eidim, so you can't do it. Here, Rabbi Bryson says that you don't have to, that in cases of need, you don't have to kill him with Hilchas Mises based on it all. Ata Yochel Amisa Bechol Misa Shata Yochel. If you could kill him, you certainly don't need Yad HaEdom. That item is a prat in how you do the. Here, not only do you not need the pratim of how to do skila, you don't need skila at all. You could if he's running away, you could just shoot him down. This guy away shot all by himself. After yochel amisa b'misa k'suva, after yochel amisa b'chol misa shayochel amisa. That means any one of the dalal misas means any misa at all. You could shoot him. The Rambam is mefurish. Any misa at all. You could just any misa. This is how the Kesem Mishnah learns the Gemara's Kasha. The Kesem Mishnah learns Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha that the Gemara's Kasha is that there's a stira between saying that you need Yad Eidim and saying that you could kill him b'chol misa shata yochel amisa. It doesn't make sense to say, you know, it's like, let's say there was halacha krok in the field that you need to use palace stones, certain kind of stone, and then I have a brice that says you can kill him if he's running away, you don't have to use stones at all. So how did that be a stira? So the Kesem Mishnah reads the Gemara. It's not so clear to me what's his hechach, but he just takes it for granted. The Kesem Mishnah learns Pshat and reads Pshat in the Gemara that the Gemara is assuming that if you need Yad Eidim, then obviously you need Misa Ksuvah. It doesn't make sense to say that you could be Mamis in Mechol Misa Shat Yochel Amisoi, but it has to be Al Yidei Yad Eidim, and that's the Gemara's kasha. If that's the case, what's the Gemara's teretz? Shiny Hosn and Sif Maishumos. Teretz is going to be that only here by Ritzach, where it says Mais Yumos, could you be made Misim B'chol Misha Shabiyachal Amisim. But by the and Shmuel, when he said that you need Nikta Yad Eidim, wasn't talking about Ritzach. He was talking about Mises, where it doesn't say Mises. It's by Ritzach. That's exceptional. Ikaka can be made Misim B'chol Misha Shabiyachal Amisim. And then Taka, you don't need Yad Eidim Tiba Rishain either. But Shmuel, who said Nikta Yad Eidim Potter, Shmuel was talking about by outside of Ritzach. That's how the Kesem Mishnah reads Pshat in the Gemara. Based on that, how do we know the Kesem? Yeah.
The Kesem Mishnah, we said the Rambam was that skila is a mitzvah. So it's really a contradiction then, meaning Nikta Yadim could just be talking about to fill skila, and then most Yumas in the other way, okay, you're killing him, you're just not getting the mitzvah of skila. Not really a contradiction.
No, it says that he's potter. Shmuel said that Nikti Adem is potter. Didn't just say you're not Mekayim a certain mitzvah. It says Nikti Adem is potter. The Kesem Mishnah learns this. How do we know the Kesem Mishnah learns this way in the Gemara? Because the Kesem Mishnah asks from this Gemara, the way he's understanding the Gemara, he asks on the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that by the Rambam paskins that by all mises. See, there's a few issues in the Rambam, but the Rambam says by that in general, by all dalal misas, if ima tayochel hamisa b'misa k'suva boy, so you may miss him b'chol misa shatayochel hamisa. But the Rambam passes like this brisa, and the Rambam assumes the brisa not limited to Ritzach, but from this brisa we learn that by all chayve misas, not only by Ritzach, if ima tayochel hamisa b'misa k'suva boy, so you may miss him b'chol misa shatayochel hamisa. So if you have a Baal Imoy and he's Chayev Shreifa and he had to Yochel HaMisa Misa Ksuva Boy, so you may miss him some other way. Nonetheless, says the Rambam, that although yes, it's true, you can be may miss him B'chol Misa Shat Yochel HaMisa, but it has to be with the Eidim. But if it was Nikta Yad Eidim, then you're Potter. So it says B'Ferish and Rambam that you could have, that there's no contradiction between saying that you have to have Yad Eidim and Nikta Yad Eidim is Potter. And saying that if you can't kill him, you always need the Eidim, and you need Yad Eidim, and if it's you always need the Eidim, and if it's Nikta Yad Eidim, you potter. But the Eidim themselves, the mitzvah is to kill him, b'sreif, to kill him, let's say b'sreif, if he's a Baal Yimah. But if he's. Baal Yimah is b'sreif. I think so. I think it's b'sreifa. The mitzvah is b'sreifa. But if the Eidim can't kill him b'sreifa, then the Eidim kill him. And there's no tension here at all between the two. Back to Kesem Mishnah, how can you tell me that? You see in the Gemara that the two things don't go together. The Shmuel said Nikta Yad Eidim is potter, and the Gemara asks and Shmuel from the Braisa that says Shat Yochel Amisa b'chol Misha Tayochel Amisa. You see in the Gemara thinks that there's a steer between the two. You can't say that you need Yad Eidim and at the same time say that you could be Mamisim b'chol Misha Shatayochal Amisa. And the Gemara's answer is just that Ritzach is different. But by Shai Misa's talking with Nikta Yad Eidim is potter, then obviously you have to kill him Adafka with that Misa and not b'chol Misha Shatayochal Amisa. That's the Keset Mishnah's kasha on the Rambam. So in Tei Chadvarim, I see how the Keset Mishnah learned the Gemara. That the Keset Mishnah read shot in the Gemara. That the Gemara's question is Kalmer. That to say that you need Yad Eidim Tiyah B'Reishayna obviously implies that you have to do Skila Dafka and not Shar Mises. And that's a steer to the Brisa Shat Yochel Amisa B'Chol Misha Shat Yochel. So how did the Rambam read the Gemara? Obviously the Rambam didn't read the Gemara like the Keset Mishnah. So how did the Rambam read the Gemara? So what would you tell me? How did the Rambam read the Gemara? You see, the Rambam holds that there's mamish no stira between nikti adayin and being potter, and saying that imiyatiyochal amisa b'misa k'suvabay atiyochal amisa b'shar misas. The Rambam passes both. The Rambam says it by shar misas. Nikti adayin and potter. The Rambam says another sheet of Eretzeh, which is more another complication. We'll come to that later. But right now, just this. The Rambam passes it in general. Nikti adayin is potter. All misas. Because it says Yad Eidim Tiba Rishon, not only by Skila, but all Dalim says Mikta Yad Eidim is Potter. And at the same time, the Rambam paskins that if he was Omer al Nafshoi and they can't kill him with Misak Suvaboy, so they can kill him with Chol Misa Shem Yechayla. But only the Eidim. If there's no Eidim, then nothing to talk about. But the Eidim can kill him with Chol Misa Shem Yechayla. So how does he read the Gemara?
It's a
kasha,
the general idea.
Right. I think it's Pasha. The truth is, it's a pelin to me. What was the Keset Mishnah's kasha in the first place? Obviously, the Rambam learned the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't. There's no contradiction per se between saying that Nikti Adenim is Potter and saying that you need that you can kill him b'chol misa that if all else fails you can kill him b'chol misa shata yochel hamisa. Formally, that's not a contradiction. Where's the contradiction? You can kill him. The Adenim have to be the ones to kill him, but the Adenim have to be the ones to kill him. But you don't necessarily need misak suvaboy if you can't kill him with misak suvaboy. Omar am nafshei. You can't kill him with misak suvaboy. So fine, shot while trying to escape. But the Adenim have to do it. Where's the steer? So either Gemara does ask a steer. That's not the Gemara's question. Wasn't and the two halachas per se that they're not compatible. The Gemara's question was: do we hold krokid d'chsiv or do we not hold krokid d'chsiv? If you hold krokid d'chsiv like Shmuel, so everything in Torah you take literally. So the Torah says sokol is that be'evan yirgamoyisai. The Torah says that you have to be sokolim. So where do you come off if you can't be sokolim giving him some other miso? That's a steer to krokid d'chsiv. The same way, Lamashal, the Gemara asked later on from Bayan Yodai. Just a little dugma. It says that if he doesn't have a Bayan Yad, so you could put the dam, according to some Tanam, you could put it on the other hand. That's a Kasha Shmuel. Not as per se, there's some steer, if you didn't know anything about Krokid Siv, there's obviously no tension between saying that the Yad Eidim Tiba Reishayna, that you need Yad Eidim, and saying that you don't need Bayan Yad. What does one thing have to do with the other? There's not a steer. The steer just isn't the principle of Krokid Siv. Are we Krokid Chsiv people or are we not Krokid Chsiv people? That's the Gemara's Kasha. And the one in Shmuel says, Nikti Adenim is Potter, obviously he's a Krokid Chsiv person. On the other end it says that if you can't kill him with Skil, you can kill him with Shar Mises. That doesn't seem to work with Krokid Chsiv. To that the Gemara answers, but there's a special Xeris because of a Mais Yumas. There's a Rebuy, that if you can't kill him with Misak Suvaboy, you can kill him with Shar Mises. And that's Mafkia from that particular instance of Krokid Chsiv. But that doesn't mean we don't hold from Krokid Chsiv elsewhere. The principle of Krokid Chsiv is still in force. It's still in play. So Nick the Yad Eidim, Taka, you need the Krokid Chsiv. There's no Riboy. But E, at the Yochel HaMisev, Misak Suvaboy, that's at the Yochel HaMisev, because for that we have a Riboy. And the Riboy of Mais Yumas, the Rambam holds, is not only for Reitzech, even though it was said by Reitzech, the Riboy of Mais Yumas, the Rambam holds, is a Gilui and Shar Mises as well.
And even the Gemara says,
Shemi Chayla,
the Gemara aside from avoiding the question on the Rambam, reading it as the being of Krokid Chsiv, it just
Right. The Gemara, the Lashon Gemara is that way. Umiba in a Krokid Chsiv. Right. The Keset Mishnah is very shiny, but it was part of the Keset Mishnah in the first place. Yeah.
How are we going to say that? I mean, it's clear that the Rambam not learning this Gemara is talking about the source that you can kill in the whole Misa Shatav Chalamisa. Because the Gemara clearly says that this rice, or whatever it is a Shnei Ksuvah Bam Gacha. So it's kind of like, this is clearly not the Rambam's source that all. I mean, the Rambam's not learning this rice as being the Gala Dost Dinah, you can kill the whole Misa Shatav Chalamisa. Because whatever this Dinah is, the Rambam thinks applies to all Dao Misas. And the Rambam thinks that the Dinah, Shatav Chalamisa, the Rambam thinks you can kill by every case of Misa. And this is the Shnei Ksuvah Bam Gacha.
Okay, so you're asking a question. That's a good question, Luchar. I think there's a good answer, but you're asking a good question. No, that was a good question. It's a question we have to ask. How can the Rambam learn out? The Rambam learns out that Ritzeich is not limited to Ritzeich. This halacha that she'iyat ha'yochel ha'misa m'misak suvaboy, you could be menisim b'chol misa she'at ha'yochel, the Rambam holds. The Keset Mishnah says it's only limited to Ritzeich. We'll see in Taisa holds it's also only limited to Ritzeich. But Taisa has a few other cases where the Gemara also has such a ribui. So Ritzeich and those other specific cases where the Torah is marbe kol misa she'at ha'yochel ha'misa. But the Rambam holds no, we extrapolate from here to Kol HaTorah Kulo. It says it by Ritzeach, it's a binyan av to Kol HaTorah Kulo. So you ask, what's your name?
Yeah.
So Ritzeach is asking, one second, but the Gemara is beferes, the snake sum of Bavim Kechot, snake sum of Bavim Kechot, ain't Milan, but it's Kash and Ram, they actually have a lot of hands. Yeah. Oh, okay, you're coming to me all the way from left field. We don't need a, there's a much, I'm not even going to think about it because maybe it's good, but it's way past what we need. I think there's a simple answer, there's a much simpler answer. I have no idea, maybe we're saying it's very good, but there's something much more self-evident. Yeah.
Isn't it clear that the Shnei Sum Bakachot has just been a Karbin Chesed from the fact that the second din of Kol Adam is a separate point? It's not.
Right. The Shnei Sum Avayim Ke'echod is not. What's Shnei Sum Avayim Ke'echod? Shnei Sum Avayim Ke'echod means the Torah says a certain halacha, that's even enough to call the Torah Kulu. But the Torah says it again, why do I have to say it again? That's redundant. That limits it to these two cases. Here, the Gemara's question is Ligma Minei. But the Gemara asks Ligma Minei. So it says it's a ribui over here. It's a ribui that by Ritzeach, if you can't kill a misa ksubaboy, so at the yochel a misa b'chol misa shat the yochel. Frank Gemara v'ligma minei. What does Gemara mean ligma minei? We should learn. Let's learn out from here that in all misas you can kill him b'chol misa shat the yochel a misa. Maybe we would, but where's the kasha? That's not a kasha in Shmuel. Maybe we do. The Rambam fact says that we do. What does Gemara want? V'ligma minei. So maybe in Echanami, the Brisa didn't say it's only by Ritzeach. Maybe with Taka Goyme Mine, that in all Mises in the world, we could be Mamis and Bashar Mises. That's something to do with Shmuel. Shmuel agrees to that. But Shmuel says, but it has to be Ali Day Aid. So what's the Gemara asking, Ligma Mine? The answer is, the Gemara is not saying Ligma Mine, the halacha of Yata Yochal Amis. The Gemara is asking Ligma Mine, you don't need Kroke the Chsiv. You see from this Brisa that there's a din Mais Yumas that we don't insist on Kroke the Chsiv. Fact the Gemara, that's Emes Pshatling Gemara, that has to be Pshatling Gemara. So the Gemara is asking, Ligma Mine, that you don't need Kroke the Chsiv. So the Gemara says, no, I'll show you another case. Because if we could be Goyme Mine, that you don't need Kroke the Chsiv, then why by Goyal Adam, which is a totally unrelated halacha, that if there's no Goyal Adam, you can be Mamis and Mali, based in Mamidim Le Goyal Adam, that's a totally different halacha. But there's a ribui that if you can't be Mekayim with the Goyal Adam, you Mekayim, you get somebody else to do it. Why? We just learned that you don't need Kroke D'Chsiv. So there's the Shnei Ksuvim Avayim Ke'echad to tell me, no, in general you need Kroke D'Chsiv. In specific cases, L'gabi Yeti Yochel HaMisoy, L'gabi Goyal Adam, in specific cases, the Torah was marbe that you don't need Kroke D'Chsiv. So that's Shnei Ksuvim Avayim Ke'echad. And that's Takanat Malamed, and therefore we cannot extrapolate from Ritzeach to Kol HaTorah Kulo, you don't need Kroke D'Chsiv. And we can't extrapolate from Goyal Adam to Kol HaTorah Kulo, you don't need Kroke D'Chsiv, because in that sense, it's Shnei Ksuvim Avayim Ke'echad. But what about to extrapolate from Goyal from Ritzeach, the specific halacha, that if you can't kill him a Misa HaKsuvaboy, Ata Yochel HaMisa B'Shar Misas. I'm not going to also be so ambitious to be marbe, you don't need Kroke D'Chsiv and Kol HaTorah Kulo. In Lysachish, B'Shor V'Chamor Yachtav or something, I'm not going to be marbe, you don't need Kroke D'Chsiv. But I want to be marbe just this din itself, that I'm Iyata Yochel HaMisa B'Misa HaKsuvaboy, Ata Yochel HaMisa B'Shar Misas. That I have every right to do. That's not Shnei Ksuvim Avayim Ke'echad. That says by Ritzeach, and it says it only by Ritzeach. And since it only says it by Ritzeach, so I could be with so it's Malamet everywhere else. I think that's the Pashut answer to that problem. And that's the Emes answer to that problem. Of course, Kana ben Shoyal, one second, it only says it by Ritzeach. Taisus points out, Gemara said it says it by a few other places too. It says it by Yerani Dachas, and there's the Gemara Nachnam Gimel, that every time where it says in Torah, Mais Yumos, which it says many times, Mais Yumos. And I don't do a search and get a list of all the places where it says many times Mais Yumos to Mayim Bum. The Gemara says what is all every time it says Mais Yumos to Mayim Bum, what's the Mais Yumos for? The double gives him. So the Gemara says to be marba shiyat yochal misa b'misak suva b'yat yochal misa b'shar misus. So not only is it Shnei Ksuvim Avayim Ke'echad, it's like I don't know, six or seven or maybe more. I have no idea. There's a whole bunch of ksuvim over here Avayim Ke'echad, and because Tosfos Taka learns because of that. Then in Echanami, it's limited. This halacha that the Gemara says, the Brisa says, Beretzeach is limited not only to Beretzeach, but it's limited to that class of cases where the Torah says Mais Yumos. So that's really kasha in the Rambam. How can the Rambam extrapolate from here to Kol HaTorah Kulo? It's not Shnei Ksuvim Avayim Ke'echad from it's not Shnei Ksuvim Avayim Ke'echad from Goyal Adam, but it's Shnei Ksuvim Avayim Ke'echad from all the cases that Tosfos enumerates. Yeah.
Gemara might not say that it's a commission of this was a contradiction to the other agent, but it does say it's a contradiction to what people said. And so, the passing of it says it's a little problem, how do you understand? Or you must accept as Shani would say.
Why? It's a special gilui that the miyatayochal amisa b'misaksuva by yatayochal amisa b'shamisa. But it's a special gilui by all chayvim misa. Right. Right. It's a special gilui that you don't need krokid of siv, and that here you don't need krokid of siv. It's not a special gilui in kol tarak kli. You don't need krokid of siv because that's goyel adamus next zumban kechot. But it's a special gilui that inyan misaksuva by you don't need krokid of siv. Yeah, Nechram, if you're around, why does it say Shiny Ritzeach? It should say Shiny Hocha. Nechram, Shiny Ritzeach.
Shiny
Hossam. Well, what's the way it doesn't say it?
Shiny Hossam, when we're from my
Sumer. Oh, that's the answer. It doesn't say it. Okay.
Tysus can't really like this sound, though. Because Tysus prefaces his kasha by saying, Manda Amr Melandin. Actually, Manda Amr A Melandin. Mishnah is the way Melandin. The Kamar's kasha, the way it is. From here, the
cultural code. Right. The Gemara's Tosfos is asking if the Madam and Mandan, so let's learn out from these two cases, they don't need Krokid of Siv. And if you don't need Krokid of Siv, then you don't need Misak Sivula either. Now, just, I don't know if I want to mention. Maybe I'm not going to mention now. The truth is that there is a tosis in there's a tosis that sounds like I've seen. I think it's a shared tosis, but you have a tosis on you. So a tosis in Makkos that based on an aleph. It belongs more when we're learning the tosis by us, the top tosis by us. But I may be able to mention now because negated this nekuda. Tosis in Makkos says. He quotes a brisa, a tesefta. Tosfos in Makkos quotes a tesefta. I think I gave it out as a Maamar Malkum test. Tosfos in Makkos quotes a tesefta that by all misas, in miyata yochel a misa, in misa ksula boy, so you may miss him b'sham misa, it's been kalab and chamura. So the brisa seems to say that this halacha is not limited to Ritzeach, but it applies to all chayve misas in the world. In miyata yochel a misa, in misa ksula boy, so you can raise him, you can remain with him. The whole misa is ben kala ben chamur. Parenthetically, the lotion ben kala ben chamur is mashma only within the dala misas. Shooting him down, that's not kala or chamur. But that's not our concern right this second. The Tosfos over there asks, one second, how can you? So you're telling me that we learn out to kala terakula this halacha that im iyat yochal misa misa ksuva boy. So we at the yochal misa b'shay misas. Tosfos, how can we learn out to call a terakula? Ritzeach and goyel adam, shnei ksuvim abayim keachot. Tosfos answers whatever they answer, but that's the way Tosfos minaseach the kasha. How can the brisa tell me, the tesefta tell me, that not only by ritzeach but by all misas in the world? That's really the Rambam. The Rambam is a tesefta that in all misas in the world, in the atayochal misa b'misa ksuvavoy, atayochal misa b'chol misa shatayochal ben kala ben chamura. Where do we learn that out from ritzeach? Presumably from ritzeach. What do you mean ritzeach and goyel adam ashnei ksuvavoy keachon? That's the nusach of Tosfos. Very shy nusach. Ritzeach and goyel adam ashnei ksuvavoy keachon. Why they snake sumabim keechod? But seich and goyel adam, our gemara says, are snake sumabim keechod legabe koki the chsiv. The snake sumabim keechod that tell me not to learn out from here that in general you don't need koki the chsiv. But they're not snake sumabim keechod legabe the specific halacha that in iat yochel amisa b'misa ksuva boy at yochel amisa b'shay misa. Goyel adam has nothing to do with that. What's Tosfos' kasha? Tosfos could have asked, and I would think, should have asked, that how can you learn out from Ritzeach to call it Tarakula Ritzeach and Yerani Dachas or Shnei Ksuvim Vayim Keachot? Reitzeach, and every time it says Moshe was to Mayim Bum, the Gemara in the Gimel Taisa quotes is Shnei Ksuvim and Bum Keachot, maybe, and more than Shnei Ksuvim and Bum Keachot. That's the kasha Taisa should have asked. But Taisa, for some reason, is that's not what he asked. Taisa says Reitzeach and Goyel Adam Shnei Ksuvim and Bum Keachot. That sounds like what we've been saying before. That Reitzeach and Goyel Adam Shnei Ksuvim and Bum Keachot. Lagabe the dinov yatayoch halamisa b'shay misas. No, it's what Ben Sina asked in the Rambam, which I thought was a mistake, but Tosis and Marcus asked it on the Tosefta. Somehow Tosis Taka had a Havon and a Gemara that Reitzeach and Goyel, when the Gemara says Reitzeach and Goyel Adam, Shnei Ksuvim and Boim Ke'echod, and not only does it mean that we don't learn out from there the halach of Krokid Ksiv, that we don't need Krokid Ksiv, we don't learn out from there I guess the Havon over here has to be, but I don't understand it at all. Let me just finish the thought before I forget it. I think the Havon has to be that Taisa somehow understood that the din that if Iatayoch Lamisa b'misa haksuva boy, you may miss him b'sham misais, that the content of the halacha is that Lagabi Ritzerach you don't need Krokid Ksiv. The content of the halacha is not that you could be may miss him b'sham misais. The content of the halacha is that Lagabi Ritzerach you don't need Krokid Ksiv. And by Goyel Adam also, the content of the limit is that Lagabi, Le'inyan Goyel Adam, you don't need Krokid Ksiv. And that's what Ish Nek Sumim Baim Keach. I don't even know what that means. I'm just saying the words. I'm not sure what that means. The content of the Loch is that Tayochel Amisubash, B'Shah Amisus, what does that have to do? There was Marbi here, you could be Marbi. Kilu Taisus understood that remains that the Misak Sumabai is Sayef. And there's no Halochi here. And if you would need Krokid Ksiv, then would it have to be Sayef? But the limit is that for Etzech, you don't need Krokid Ksiv. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't really make any sense. Yeah,
it's
what?
It's a pretty sharp switch which happens in the Shekhar Tari. Gemara says, first that's Kashmir would say, Shani Hassan means the din of Chumash Tehach.
Right.
And then the Gemara says, the Ligmar Mine.
Right.
It's not Ligmar Mine, the din of but just at Shani Hassan.
Right. Ligma Mine, you don't need Krokid Ksiv. Right.
But that setup sounds very much like do you say Shani Hossam or do you say Ligma Mine? I mean, do you say Shani Hossam and it sounds like it's going on the same thing? So it sounds like the more Ligma Mine is going back on Shani Hossam.
Yeah, but maybe it's how Asma is over Kashan. The truth is this, the truth is that there is something difficult in the Gemara itself. I think there is a difficulty in the Gemara, besides the Lashon, I don't know. The Gemara's kasha ligma mine is a strange question to me. We have a rule, krokid ksiv, everything has to be taken literally. Shmuel's rule, krokid ksiv. Whatever the getter is, I know, but that's what Shmuel's rule. So we have a kasha from yatayochal amisiv misak suvavoy, you can be may misim b'sham misus. So Gemara said, well, it says a riba, you may see umas. The Torah is marba, if you can't kill him in misak suvavoy, you can be may misim b'sham misus. So the Gemara wants to say, Ligma Mine, let's learn out from here in general that you don't need Krokid Ksiv. How's that a limud? That's a limud, you don't need Krokid Ksiv. Krokid Ksiv means, even though Torah said something, but you don't have to take it literally. At least, not limits maybe, but not Lig Kuba. Here, the Torah said that Atayochal Amisa B'Shai Mises. There's a ribuy that Atayochal Amisa B'Shai Mises. That's the Kid Ksiv. That's the Krokid Ksiv. The Torah said, Maisum was that we're Mar B'Shai Mises. Now you want to turn around and learn out from here that you don't need Krokid Ksiv? What do you mean you don't need Krokid Ksiv? You need Krokid Ksiv. Whatever is Ksiv, you need. But here, the Ksiv is Maizumos, which is Mar B'Shar Mises.
You say that thing,
we're not
having a question in the first place. More is clearly understanding that...
Oh, you can't see more the first thing, because they really said Talmud Leim and Maizumos. What did the Gemara want initially? So Klar Gemara even initially was assuming that we could learn out from here they don't need Krokid Ksiv.
Right.
But alright, you're right, fundamentally you're right. But it's even sharper now. They've already told me Shani Hosn Ksiv Maisumas. Like the Gemara pointed it out. And still the Gemara wants to say, let's learn out from here that you don't need Krokid Ksiv. Where's the limit you don't need Krokid Ksiv? Doesn't make any very difficult. So in the Gemara, I don't have a terrace, I want to think about this over the weekend, but Lechore it says I have a whole Rosh Hashanah to think about. To figure out what the schedule is, we'll talk about it in a second. But L'chayre it says in this Gemara, in the Gemara itself, it's Merumas, the Tosfos and Makkos. that the din of Mois Yumas that were marred by Shai Mises, at the end of the day, even after the Ribui, it stands in tension with the rule of Krokid Lichsiv. It's like Hilu, the content of the Ribui is not, I would have thought the content of the Ribui is, the Krokid is Shai Mises. If you can't do Misak Suvavoy, then the Krokid Lichsiv says, this is the first thing you're supposed to do, and if you can't do this, Skilo, then you should do other Mises. And that's the Krokid Lichsiv, because it says Mois Yumas. And if that's the case, then where's the Ligma Mine? You see, no, that's not what it says in Torah. The Torah says, what it says, Kedichsev, is the Skilo. And if you can't do Skilo, then you don't need Kroh Kedichsev. Frankly, Mars, Ligma Mine. But I don't know what the words mean. Again, I mean, that's what's Mizbakish over here, but it's very hard to understand this far. Okay, it's a very Dachistic question that we're dealing with over here, but on the other hand, maybe it's fundamental. I don't know. Okay, what's happening? What is the schedule now going forward?
Wednesday and Thursday. Next week
is Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, Wednesday is
Sunday. And the Olam is going to be around?
No,
what? A show of